Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast platform,
you have an opportunity to hear the information that is relevant to the next few weeks here. Early voting starts real soon, and we definitely want you to be in a position to come on out and know that you have a reason and an option this time. It seems to me the sentiment is that people are somewhat frustrated and they're weary now of all of the elections that we've experienced here in District 19. And if I repeat this again, y'all bear with me, but we want to make sure our Facebook friends and those that join us on Facebook have an opportunity again to bear with us as we go through here and we strive to get ourselves together. All righty. And my hope is that real soon we'll be able to do that. Okay. All right. Now we're good to go. So I think we're in good shape now. Again, thank you for joining us for this episode with candidate Reuben Docker, your 2018 candidate for Senate District 19. As I was saying earlier, we are ready now to prepare ourselves for the early vote cycle of the 2018 election. Okay, and what I want you to know is that there's some information that our campaign want to share with you. I believe that you are one of those voters out there who have perhaps said, you know what, it's nothing that politicians are taking serious about my interests. And I don't want you to think that everybody is that way. I've been explaining that I'm not running as a politician, but as an advocate for the people, particularly those of Tennessee Senate District 19. And so what I want to share with you tonight for the next about 40 minutes or so is information about a day of change. You're looking at the Facebook advertisement or promotion, the posting. You'll know that tonight we're talking about a day of change. Reuben Docker, your candidate for 2010, November 6th. October the 20th. And October the 27th. But let's back up first, and let's look at where we are, okay, just for a second. Now, it's important to know that the most powerful voice that a citizen, you the citizen, has is that of your vote. In 2018 and beyond, you deserve to be heard and very well represented over the next 4 years in the Tennessee Senate. I want you to join me, Reuben Docker, candidate on the ballot, November 6th, on Saturday, October the 20th, and or Saturday, October 27th, for our early vote rallies. Okay, I'm going to list to you where you can find us. Now, it's important to note that the Election Commission has decided that given the circumstances of this election, usually you can only go and vote early at the Howard Office Building, but they've changed that now. And now you have the option of going to 11 different sites. And I'm going to be sharing with you what those 11 different sites are in just a minute. So you should know that you have a greater variety now. I'm going to share with you where we're going to be. And I want you to meet me there, give you the date and the time that you can meet me there. On both of these days, Saturday, October 20th, and Saturday, October 27th. All right? The number to call here, thank you. I think we're good now with our Facebook live stream. If you're following us, I want you to join me now. Let's have a conversation. The number to call in into the studio here so we can talk is 657-383-0944. Again, this is Open Mic with candidate Reuben Docker, Tennessee Senate District 19. All right. Now, I want to bring you to the website because it helps us identify. You remember early on when we started this voter education series, I talked about how this interactive web page from my campaign, constituentadvocacy.com, was designed to educate voters one of our first seminars or lectures that we gave that was via video, YouTube, as well as a PDF, it had the breakdown for the boundaries, the geographical boundaries of the district, which included the zip code. That's what I'm going to kind of talk to you about. If you go to the website, constituentadvocacy.com, all right, at the home page, simply go there and hover over the candidate platform. Underneath it is podcast presentation. You click onto that, it'll open up those videos. We're going to voter education series part one, and where you'll notice it says, what to expect from your senator and district boundary. And that's what we want to look at. We're not going to look at the video. Let's go to the PDF file. And when you get to the PDF file, we want to scroll down to page 8. Page 8, and you'll see a schematic there, a picture that says Davidson County. And you'll see all the zip codes on Davidson County on this map. So we're going to talk about speak from those, so that's going to be a helpful tool. All right? The number to call in is 657-383-0944. If you've got a question, you got a comment, feel free to call. I hope one of my two opponents call in and ask the question. That would be just wonderful. Somehow I doubt that that will happen, but I welcome them to do so. All right. Now, so, and where we are, just for a second here, excuse me. We'll get somebody to call us there. You'll notice that behind me, I have two T-shirts. One of them is the front, and the other is the back. I've been talking to you about how you can support our campaign by purchasing one, and we decided we'll set them up for you tonight. So as you can see on our front, it has our change logo, which is what we're pushing for, change in Senate District 19 in Tennessee, in fact. And then on the back, you'll notice that it has three spots there for names. Well, on the ballot, there'll be three names for Tennessee Senate District 19. You won't find Hickory. You won't find Dickory. But you will find Dockery. That's Reuben Dockery for Tennessee Senate District 19. Yours truly will be there, and we'll be happy to receive your support and your vote in this election. I don't take that lightly. I want you to know that I don't take that lightly at all, your vote and or your support. All right? So I think we got everything set up here now. All right. So let's start with Saturday, October the 20th. Well, the Dockery campaign and yours truly will be there at the Bordeaux Library, which is located at 4000 Clarksville Pike, Nashville, Tennessee. Zip code is 37218. Now, here's the thing. If you live in zip codes, what's relatively close to you, you can come from anywhere and go to any of these to vote. But what's relatively close to you in this particular site is if you live in 37207, you live in 37218, 37209, that's relatively close. Even if you are in 37216, that's relatively close. 37228 is relatively close. Now, what those are council districts. So I want to invite you, those of you that live in Council Districts 1 or Council District 2 or Council District 19, Council District 17, or Council District 21. Meet us at Bordeaux Library, 9 o'clock. We'll be there at 9 o'clock, and we'll be able to converse with you and interact with you. All right? That's our first stop on the 20th of October, as well as the 27th of October. Now, so where are you going to be, Dockery, after that? Where are you going next? But that same day, on October 20th, we'll be at 11 o'clock. We'll meet you at the Southeast Public Library. The Southeast Public Library, where the address is 5260 Hickory Hollow Pike. 5260 Hickory Hollow Pike.
That's in Antioch, Tennessee, 37013. Huh. Well, what's the relative location to that, Doctor? Well, if you live in 37211, that's a relatively close area. 37212, those voting precincts that are involved there are relatively close as well. Those are some of the zip codes that you can come to. Well, let's talk about it. Council District 29 in the Harding Place area, Council District 28, Council District 30, and Council District 32. That's who we're targeting. Meet us there at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, October 20th. Now, be sure to post this out and share this with your friends on Facebook so that they'll also know that they can come and meet us there. Have some really good, have a good time, a little fellowship, see, as we make change. Because what we're trying to do is to make a change, all right? So, after that, at 1 o'clock p.m., the Howard Office Building, we will meet you there. If you live in Council District 16, I think that's relatively close to you, or Council District 13, Council District 6, or Council District 5. We believe that it will be easy for you to get there. Again, you can go to either one of these that is convenient for you. But please stop by one of these at these times. At the Howard Office Building, 700 2nd Avenue South, Nashville, Tennessee, 37210. That's where yours truly will be at 1 o'clock p.m. All right? That's both on October 20th and October 27th. Same time, same place. Love to meet you. If you can't make it on one day, be sure to come on the other. Of course, early voting starts on October 17th. That's a Wednesday. And it goes through November. So you can vote any of those days at any of these locations. But you'll see the change candidate, Reuben Dockery, specifically at these times, at these locations. All right? So then lastly, at 3 o'clock p.m., we will round our day up in Madison, Tennessee, at the Madison 50 Forward location. Is at 301 Madison Street. That's 3 o'clock p.m. rally for Reuben Dockery at the Madison Station, 50 Forward. 301 Madison Street in Madison, Tennessee, 37115. All right? That's part of Council District 3. You live there. If you live in Council District 7, that's relatively close, we believe. And Council District 8 or 10. All right? You can always give me a call, give the campaign a call at 615-478-7233. Again, that's the campaign number, 615-478-4233. Or give us an email for more contact information to TD, that's Tony David, 19CAC, Charlie Alfred Charlie, at gmail.com. Again, that email address to send us an email is TD19CAC at gmail.com. And the thing is that you can go to the website and get the same information, constituentadvocacy.com. All right? Be sure to go there and check us out. All righty. So we got those four locations just in review one more time. We're going to be on October 20th and the 27th at 9 o'clock, Wardo Public Library, 4000 Blocksford Pike, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. All right? 11 o'clock a.m., we will be at the Southeast Public Library, 5260 Hickory Hollow Pike. That's in Antioch, Tennessee. 37013. Please come and join us. At 1 o'clock p.m., we will be at the Office Howard Building, 700 2nd Avenue South, which is Nashville, Tennessee, 37210. And then lastly, we will round up our day, our rallies, at the Madison Station 50 Forward at 301 Madison Street in Madison, Tennessee, 37115. That's at the 3 o'clock p.m. hour. I'd like to encourage all of you to come out and join us and participate. Let's be unified in this effort to bring this change, Tennessee Senate District 19. All right. The phone lines are open. We still got another about 30 minutes here for tonight. And the number to call here if you have a question or comment is 657-383-0944. 657-383-0944. A question I'm getting a lot while I'm out, and you're looking at me in uniform today. We've been out engaging you, the voters. We are making an effort to get across all of the 47 voting precincts in 21 council districts. I want to see you, want to engage you. So when you see us out there, stop by and see us. Yes, we're making a little bit of noise, but it's good noise. It's good noise, all right? And we're doing it on your behalf because we do want you to know that you have an option for change. You don't have to settle for less. You can have the very best. And I want you to learn more about what we're proposing in the economic development area, what we're proposing as well as educational improvement and closing the gap. Unfortunately, at your schools, I understand, now have 21 of the schools that are on the state's priority list. That's an increase, not a decrease. Not going to beat up the teachers, but there's more that we can do, and specifically, I'm convinced that as a elected official, as a representative of you, there's much more that could and should be done, and that's a concern of mine, speaking as a professional educator myself. In addition to that, we have some safety, public safety concerns. I hear all of the angst and anxiety relative to the shootings and the killings and the robberies and the burglaries and things of that nature. We got work to do, and I believe that you deserve leadership from the top down to the bottom to address them. And that's what we're bringing. And on the website, I've addressed those things, and I've offered a starting point. And what you should understand is there are three prongs to my campaign. Voter education. You need to be aware. I'm not saying you have to be an expert on it, okay? But you need to be aware of the issues, and you need to be aware of the opportunities and the resources that will help resolve or address those issues, okay? So I'm pushing voter education. After we learn and we know, then we need to be organized in our efforts. So voter organization, very important. And then lastly, voter participation. That will allow you to make an informed decision at the ballot box. I think that's more valuable than anything else. When you are able to make a choice that is going to have a long-lasting, proactive, positive, productive effect for you. Okay? Having said that, the website does describe how we will go by doing those and just simply review that. As I've said many times before, once we are elected, we have a period of time between November 7th and January when we're sworn in to office. Well, in between that time, we'll be establishing a steering committee of sorts. And their task is to go to all of these 47 precincts and to gain that information specifically from you, the voters, the residents there, about what it is that you're looking for. I'm already equipped with certain information, certain demographics about the economy there, unemployment rate and things of that nature. But I want to engage you so that you'll have a seat at the table. Because I'm concerned, I'm convinced that one of the most important things I can do first thing January is to have your voice heard at the table when we begin to look at, as I understand, the budgetary process. setting the budget for the next fiscal year in this administration. Not quite sure who the governor is going to be, but whoever it is important to me is that your voice is heard. Okay? And I want, there's a process. We'll be establishing precinct governor's councils within each of our voting precincts or council districts. That's an organized body by which you can hold me accountable and the transference of information, and we can work together to improve the quality of life for all of our constituents, regardless of what your socioeconomic status. We know that there's a lot of gentrification, there's a lot of people being uprooted. Still, you deserve the very best. And that's the process by which we will establish to keep that channel of communication and accountability. That's very important to me. As a voter myself, over the last 30 years right here in Nashville, Davidson County, in the District 19, that's important to me. Okay? Then after we do that, we'll be able to annually, as well as semi-annually, give you a report on where we are and what's going on. We want to lay out legislation that empowers parents, that empowers residents, that empowers families, and restore the vitality of families. You want a lot of young men around. They're really, oftentimes, one of the primary causes they find themselves in a jam with the law is because they're trying to hustle, as they would say. Trying to get it with the street phrase, all the way they live. I'm sensitive to that. But suppose we could teach them how to have a legal manner in which they provide for themselves. They deserve that. You know, the unemployment rate is for 16 to 24-year-olds is considerably high. And certain voting precincts, it is higher than the state average and the national average. Not all of them the same. Overall, in Davidson County, it's low. Yes, unemployment is. But again, when we target certain voting precincts, we see that there's a clear problem, and it explains why we have a concentration of illegal activities and crime. Not making excuses for it, but it's important to understand. That's really what an effective leader does. That's what we're bringing to the table. All right. All right, having said that, what I do want to do, just for a second while I wait on you to call, 657, that's the studio number, 383-0944. If you're watching us live on Facebook, excuse me again, we have someone trying to reach us here, and we're just going to we'll get them in just a little bit. But if you're watching us live here on Facebook, I want you to know that I'm happy to engage you. We got a few more minutes here. Y'all bear with me. Someone was calling my phone, and maybe they don't know we're on live with you on open mic. Ruben Doctor, we'll get back with him in just a minute. So, again, I want you to know about our T-shirts. Let's give you a better view of them. These are our T-shirts, and your contribution helps us to spread the word for these next 30-some days. You'll see the Ruben Doctrine, Change 2018, and then you'll see that there's only one name you're going to find on the ballot for change, and that's Ruben Doctrine. Yes, there'll be three names. You can pass Hickory. You can pass Dickory. Look for Doctrine. That's Ruben Doctrine 2018. That's your choice. All right? Now, having said that, what I want to do again is to just review those dates and times. Mark the calendar for Saturday, October 20th, 2018. Beginning at 9 o'clock, the Doctrine campaign will rally at Bordeaux Public Library, 4000 Lobster Pike, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. At the 11 o'clock a.m. hour, the Doctrine campaign will rally at the Southeast Public Library, located at 5660 Hickory Hollow Pike. That's in Antioch, Tennessee, 37013. Then on Saturday the 20th, we will rally at the 1 o'clock p.m. hour at the Howard Office Building. Be sure to meet us there. You can come anytime and do your voting, but we'll be there to see you right then, 700 2nd Avenue South, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. You can go ahead of time and vote. I'd like for you to get one of these T-shirts because I think you'll look right pretty in them. You can't wear your T-shirt in the voting booth. So if you come early enough to vote and then come on out, get your T-shirt from us right now. Call us right now. Call us right now, 615-478-4233 to get your T-shirt. Or go to the website, constituentadvocacy.com. Email me, td19cac@gmail.com. Get your T-shirt. Come on out there and look pretty. Look pretty, all right? And then at the 3 o'clock hour, we will be rallying at the Madison Station 54, located at 301 Madison Street, Madison, Tennessee, 37115. All right? This is our day of unity and change. What we found is that during the primary process, people were fatigued. They were wore out and tired. And I understand why, because we've had 5 elections already. I think this makes number 6. I can appreciate your frustration and your anxiety or your anguish here. And you're sick and tired of politicians coming hitting you and a bunch of signs flooding the streets and things of that nature. But you want a real choice. And I come to let you know that Reuben Dockery is that choice. November 6th for Tennessee Senate District 19. I can't speak about any other candidate other than myself. And I can promise you this, that your vote will not go in vain. All right? We'll never leave you nor forsake you. Okay. All right. Let's see. We got a few more minutes here. We got about another 20 minutes here before we wrap up. And I think I've given you just about the pertinent information that we need. I want to make sure you know how to get in touch with me again, particularly those who may listen to this after this broadcast. And I want to encourage you to give me a call, visit our website if you haven't already. That's Constituent Advocacy, C-O-N-S-T-I-T-U-T-E-N-T, all right, ADVOCACY.com. That's Constituent Advocacy, one word, .com. And that will get you to this instructive website. I do want to make the announcement that this past week I was endorsed by the Tennessee Police Benevolent Association, and we're grateful that they saw fit to appreciate what we're trying to do relative to meeting two ends. I told you about the young men in the streets, right? I don't think they need to just be locked up and put away. However, I do understand that there are socioeconomic variables. But at the same time, we have to consider the victim of criminal offenses who are looking for justice as well. How do we strike the balance so that the enemy don't continue to get 2-for-1? One in jail and the other one dead. I would like to bring an end to that, but I need your help at the ballot box to do that. We have a process through my nonprofit organization. We developed a research-based approach, crime intervention advocacy. It's based on how you can go in and to deal with those things on the neighborhood and the community level to resolve empowering citizens. You're not just a voter, but you're more than that. You are a family member, son, a daughter, a husband, a wife, a father, cousin, grandparent. And we all want, I believe, the same thing. That's to be happy, to live the American dream. That's not asking too much. And it's not asking too much for your elected officials to assume their proper role in assisting you with the resources and opportunity. We talked about one of the key role of the state senator is to hold that 19th seat in the Tennessee General Assembly and the Senate, the upper chambers. What are they doing there? Just keeping it warm? Absolutely not. Their task, their duty, is to represent your interest relative to proactive, pro-social legislation that will help improve the quality of your life and every citizen of the state of Tennessee, as well as the allocation of resources, establishing the budget and things of the nature, and approving that. That's our task. But now how can we do that effectively and represent your interests if we don't have a conversation or connection with you? As a voter, I've seen how that works, where there is a disconnect between elected officials and those people who are suffering the most. I was out and I was talking to a lady just this week, and she was explaining about her issues. And particularly, she's talking about the cost of living and affordable housing. I had to be honest with her and explain to her the issue and the factor there is that there were federal dollars that were used and some state funds, as I understand, to help provide bonds to developers who came in and redevelop the areas that you live for decades with your family. Nobody elected that you voted for that represented you told you about the tide that was coming. Now this economic tide has hit us. Some people are floating and doing well, others are drowning. But the people that we've been voting for fail to tell us about it. So now we're the victim of an economic tide. The city must grow. The state must grow. That's important, but it must not do so at your expense. We're going to turn it around. That's the change that we're talking about. See? So having said that, again, I do want to encourage you to stay in touch with us, communicate with us, and allow me to share more information with you in these next 30 days. Early voting is coming up, starting October 17th, that's Wednesday, October 17th, early voting. And I don't want you to be confused. I don't want you to be frustrated. All you got to do is go look in, under the Tennessee Senate District 19. I'm not telling you who else to vote for in those other places, but I am telling you vote Reuben Dockery in the race for Tennessee Senate District 19. And all you got to do, there's going to be three names on the ballot. Did I say that already? Yeah, I said, let me say it again, though. You won't find Hickory on the ballot. Won't find Dickery, but you will find Reuben Dockery. That's all you need to look for. You do that, you'll win. See, you're the coach, I'm the player. Hold up, we got a flag on the play. We got people want to run, but they don't know how to take care of your bitch. Reuben Dockery is your man, 100 grand. I want to encourage you again to go and look us up, those of you who haven't already. There are a couple of voter information guides out there about all of us, the candidates, and you can find out more about us from those voter information guides. But I want to talk to you directly myself. By the way, if you're in the East Nashville area, we will be at the Kroger off of Gallatin Road. I believe it's Gallatin and Eastland over there, Eastland on Gallatin Road, the Kroger at Gallatin Road. Be over there for a few hours starting about 2 o'clock on tomorrow, that's Saturday. Fisk University is having our solemn convocation. We'll be on the Fisk campus tomorrow at 10 o'clock to about 12. We're having our convocation there. Afterwards, we'll be right back down the campaign trail with you over in East Nashville, and we hope to make our way through Inglewood. So when you hear us, when you see us, you see our vehicle, we'll wave at you to say hi to us, and we'll be happy to engage you. Come talk to us. We want to, you know, when you see the tent over there, come on in the tent. It's an information, a voter information. That's what it's designed for. We appreciate you. I want you to know that Reuben Dockery takes you very seriously and takes your vote seriously and will not take it granted. All right? Brother, you're a Democrat. Whether you're a Republican, whether you're an independent, that's all right with me. Libertarian, okay with me. Come see us. Let's talk about the change that together we can make. Whoever is elected is to represent everybody, irregardless to their political party, ideologies, or affiliation. Okay? And that's the prism by which I want to encourage you to look at your candidate for office there. All right? With that being said, let me just kind of go back. We got a few more minutes here. You still can give us a call here. We've got about maybe now 15, 20, maybe about 10, 15 minutes here before we wrap up this portion of the show. 657-383-0944 is the number you can call us here in the studio if you want to engage with us and talk with us. We're going to continue to do this each Friday night for the sake of information so that you can be fully informed. And I want you to know that if you want to talk to me, you want to learn more, I want to give you that information. Yeah, I want you to have that information. So feel free. We got about three Fridays for us to engage. Four. We got four Fridays. We got the 13th. And I'm sorry, we got the 19th. I apologize. We got the 12th, the 19th, the 26th, and the 2nd for us to talk about what you're looking for. And we're happy to engage you, voters. Not afraid to do so. And happy to do so. So I was telling you about the boundaries here and what part of the city you are and the fact that now you can vote in 11 different locations. Yep, that's a big change. But I confirmed with the Election Commission that, in fact, you can go to these 11 different, there are 11 different locations that you can go. You can go to Davidson County Election Commission, and they have all the information you need to know there. I understand that sometime soon, I expect it to anyway, the sample ballot will come out. Then you can see who it is that are in the various races for the U.S. Senate and U.S. House of Representatives for the gubernatorial race, as well as state Senate, state House races. Okay? And then there are some measures that are on the ballot as well that you may want to know about. One of them has to do with how do you take care when in the instance where there is an absence of the mayor that has to be replaced, what is the process by which the vice mayor steps up? Another one has to do with term limits in Metro Council. There's a portion of one of the referendums or things that you vote in amendments is to amend the charter to extend the terms for the council members from 2 terms to 3 terms. Don't know what your position is on that, but that's something you want to consider. You can read the information there. And then, of course, the oversight, police oversight is another one that's going to be on the ballot. You have an opportunity to vote, whether or not you want to have an oversight board, community oversight board over the police, Metro Police Department. Those are things that you have a choice, and your voice can be heard. I want you to know that. Again, the emphasis here is that there are 11 sites that you can vote. Reuben Dockery is going to meet you on October the 20th and the 27th. Both of those days are Saturdays. At 1 o'clock, I'm sorry, at 9 a.m., we will be at Bordeaux Public Library. Again, at 11 a.m., Southeast Public Library. At the Howard Office Buildings, we'll be at 1 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock p.m., Madison 54th, Madison Station 54th. Okay? And I'm going to have this information on the website, constituentadvocacy.com. Click that, you'll see a link there that says Day of Change, Day of Change, October 2018, okay? And you click that link, and it'll open up this information where you can actually see it, and you should be able to pull that information from there. Okay, all right, let me see. It doesn't look like we have anyone that is calling us here. So with that, I think you have the information about the Day of Change. This is Reuben Dockery, your candidate for 2018 on November 6th. I look forward to getting with you and to having you to join us there. All right? I'm going to let Marvin Gaye. He says, you got to give it up. Keep on dancing. It's time for us to give it up. Yeah, we got some stuff. And we can't be playing with it. Doc, you want to go to the state senate. What's yours? He going to get it, and he ain't playing with it. This is Ruben Doctor, your 2018 candidate for Tennessee Senate District 19. I want to thank you and encourage you to stay in touch with us here in